Today is like a mini yontif for us. We begin to study Hilchos Chanukah, even though we have a tradition, Shloshim Yom Kodim Achag, Sholin Vidorshin V'Hilchos Achag. So we'll make it 6 weeks because we only have a few minutes in the morning, so since it's very brief for us every day. This is an Ora Chaim Simin Tif Taf Resh Ayin 670. So the Aruch HaShulchan begins his presentation by quoting the Rambam almost verbatim. By Yeshenik Shemalchu Yavon Gazuk Zerus Al Yisrael Betludasam Velohinichu Masok Betor V'Mitzvos Upashto Yadam B'Mamonam B'Vnoseyem. Exactly the way the Rambam starts out, basically describing the religious oppression that came from the outside Shas Hashmad. But the Aruch HaShulchan adds in one very important detail that I wanted to focus on exclusively this morning. The Aruch HaShulchan says that we shouldn't think that the main challenge in that generation, in Bayis Sheni, was a challenge of Antiochus and Yavan. That was a very important challenge. But an equally important challenge was the fact that the Jewish people were not cohesive, and there was great dissent within the Jewish people in terms of fealty to Torah and Mitzvot on the one hand, or commitment to Hellenism on the other hand. And in fact, he says, that is what we mean when we say in the Al Hanisim, Vizeidim Biyad Oske Sarasecha. That is not, in the Aruch HaShulchan's opinion, Zeidim is not a reference to the Yavanim, to the Greek Syrians. Zeidim is a reference to the members of the Jewish people that wanted to repudiate Torah and Mitzvos, and instead to embrace the pagan lifestyle of Antiochus and those that affiliated with him. So in fact, the Al Hanisim, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, encompasses two very different ideas. You have the Milchama, which is Rabim Biyad Ma'atim, of course, the great victory that was handed over to the few. But when we talk about Vizeidim Biyad Oske Sarasecha, we're shifting gears from the external to the internal challenge. And the fact is, already the Aruch HaShulchan says in the very first sif of his treatment of Hilchos Chanukah is that this holiday is best understood as having two very different dimensions. Not just the Nes HaMilchama and the Nes of the Pach Shemen, but even more significantly, what it meant for the internal dynamics, the identity of the Jewish people, would we continue to affiliate with our traditions of Oske Sarasecha, or would we ultimately be won over and persuaded by the Yavanim, a battle for the hearts and minds of the Jewish people. That is the reference, Vizeidim Biyad Oske Sarasecha. We look forward to continuing on every morning with Hilchos Chanukah.